Jerry Bader Show, 1036. If you want to get in on this, get in right now. I'm going to tell you how I feel. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason, why don't you go ahead and play it one more time? It's short enough. So this was a big story. A police officer killed in New Jersey. Reporter Sean Bergen had covered that story, and they put the accused cop killer's wife on, and she said she wished more cops would be killed. Of course, that brought the outrage that it should. And Bergen then offered an explanation of why they put her on.
Now, it's worth noting that we were besieged, flooded with calls from police officers furious that we would give media coverage to the wife of a cop killer. It's understandable. We decided to air it because it's important to shine a light on this anti-cop mentality that has so contaminated America's inner cities. This same sick, perverse line of thinking is evident from Jersey City to Newark and Paterson to Trenton. It has made the police officer's job impossible, and it has got to stop. The underlying cause for all of this, of course, young black men growing up without fathers. Unfortunately, no one in the news media has the courage to touch that subject. Rick?
Was that editorializing, and should he have been suspended and had his pay docked? He wasn't fired. He then quit. Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I kind of think we've hit on a nail that we have always complained about with the alternative media, because you're the only voice we can. And that is, there is no such thing as quote-unquote objective reporting. Everybody is subjective. Everybody has their angle, their interpretation of facts to a story, and no matter how much you can try to say that he shouldn't have editorialized. Even in any sort of reporting, there is an editorialization or interpretation to try to give that reporter's view, and some people in the audience will accept it, and some won't.
Okay, so what's your position on what should have been done here?
Well, as far as what should have been done here, I think they should have just. I think that they went too far. I think what you're seeing here is another example of the quashing of free speech, because it's not politically correct. This almost, in some ways, it's a little different, but it reminds me of that radio reporter in Washington who was talking about how, you know, I can say Redskins, I can say Cracker, I can say this, but if I say, and he dropped the N-word, and he used it in nothing more than an objective or a way to just make his example, and he got suspended as well, too. So I'm seeing this as a censorship of views that disagree with that of those who are liberals or those who are management.
But we on the right rail when views are brought in. Now, you're right. Worldviews, and I've said this myself, and I know it was true when I was a reporter, worldview colors your reporting. You are who you are, and there's no denying that. But is that the same as openly editorializing?
I don't see how it can't. How you can really separate the two, because no matter how you report a story, you're going to editorialize, or you're going to interpret the facts in whatever view you've been brought up in, whether it's in your household, your family, your relations, the people you work with. There's going to be some sort of interpretation of facts in how you present a story that's going to be a form of editorialization. I don't see how, you know, stating it, you know, just openly like this is nothing more than taking it to the nth degree.
What if he had said instead, clearly this is the result of the systemic racism against blacks causing the problem in the black community? Would you feel the same way?
I'd be just as well. I'd be upset over that, because obviously it would not agree with my view. However, I kind of think that would have coincided with the view of probably with his management and the owners of the station that he worked for, and they probably would have, you know, patted him on the back, and he would have gotten a lot of flack from conservatives, and they would have told him to wear that as a badge of pride.
Tim, thanks a lot for the call. The problem, though, is, and I know what he's saying does happen, but has it happened on this TV station? Is there a counterexample of a liberal getting away with it? And I heard the guy in Hannity yesterday. He's a conservative. I wouldn't say necessarily tries to hide that. the point that Hannity tried to flesh out, and Sean Bergen did a good job of doing this, is he was not saying this to criticize the black community. He was saying it out of compassion for the state of the black community in the region his TV station covers. Mark in Berlin. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I would have to say by the letter he probably was editorializing. Maybe I'll step the bounds for the TV station he represents. If they decide to let him go for that, I guess that's their choice. I hope that I did listen to the gentleman on Hannity, and he sounded very passionate about what he's seen going on in his community. I hope that he has a good career and that somebody else picks him up. It's refreshing to see him break outside the bounds of political correctness and address the facts that are at hand for the people in that community.
I think his motives, Mark, thanks for the call. If you listen to Hannity, I think his motives are very clear. By the way, he was also on with Megyn Kelly, I believe, last night. What do I think? Yes, this was editorializing. I think it's likely, and a caller, I believe, made this thesis, you know, posited this theory, that this is a story he wanted to do in a factual way with numbers, but wasn't allowed to do. So he did it this way. All right. Is that wrong? Yeah, probably. Here's my response to it. So what? And here's what I mean by that. And several callers brought this up. It happens so damn much on the other side, and they are never called out for it. This is selective prosecution. Now, do I have specific examples of it happening at his station the other way? No. I've got a million examples of it happening. There is a particular Green Bay TV reporter, and quite frankly, if I could think of her name, I would call her out, but I can't think of it. Marsha writes, he was editorializing to some extent, but he could have provided facts to back up his statements and he might have been okay. See, I think she's right, and I suspect, and again, I only suspect, that he wanted to do that and he wasn't allowed to. Bill O'Reilly made similar statements a few months ago, but provided facts to back it up. President Obama and Bill Cosby, as Hannity pointed out yesterday, played the audio, have also made similar remarks. He shouldn't have been let go. He wasn't. He wasn't fired. He was suspended and pay docked, and he quit. Here's why I have no problem with what he did. When they reacted the way he did, he quit. If he was carping and moaning about being suspended and this isn't fair, well, you take your chances. And I suspect that he did want to do more of a factual story and it was spiked. But again, I don't know that. I think that his behavior in the light of this is beyond reproach. He stands by what he said. He's not backing down. And he quit. He quit. All right, there's an alert that Fox News has right now. We're going to check this out, Jason. And we'll be back here in about 3 minutes. I don't want to just say what I'm seeing here. We'll see exactly what Sky News is reporting. It was in Ukraine. That's what I suspected. All right, we'll get the information here in just a moment. It's 10:45.
Jerry Bader Show.